This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. Fears of a regional spillover of the Israel-Hamas war have heightened after an Iranian official has vowed revenge on Israel for the killing of one of its top generals. AP correspondent Karen Chamis.
Iran announced Monday that an Israeli strike on the outskirts of the Syrian capital of Damascus killed one of its top generals, Razi Mousavi. In a news conference the following day, Iranian Defense Ministry spokesperson General Reza Taleinik promised Iran would retaliate. The Islamic Republic of Iran has the capability of a strong and smart response to these sort of crimes. The killing of the Iranian general came after three U.S. service members were injured in a drone attack in northern Iraq, launched by Iranian-backed militia groups. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel said Tuesday it would no longer grant automatic visas to United Nations employees. Israeli spokesman Alon Levy.
They have let the world down. We are demanding global accountability. And now we are leading by example. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has announced that visa requests by UN employees will no longer be granted automatically and will instead be considered on a case-by-case basis.
He accused the UN of covering up for Hamas, saying it failed to condemn the militants for allegedly operating out of hospitals and purportedly stealing aid destined for civilians. Russian forces shelled the railway station in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson on Tuesday as a train was set to evacuate residents, killing one policeman and injuring four people. About 140 civilians had been at the station in the early evening, and quick action by police to direct them away saved many lives. This is